Democratic incumbent Robert Wirch has been in the legislature a dozen years, the last eight as a senator. His opponent this year in the 22nd Senate District race is attorney Reince Priebus. As in many other legislative contests, Priebus and Wirch dispute the Republican-led plan to put a so-called freeze on property taxes. Priebus says he wants to be part of the GOP's next push for the freeze come January.
I think that when you're one of the highest tax states in the country, when 42 other states in this country have some sort of limit on how high property taxes can go, we ought to be doing the same thing. What we're asking for is our government to put a reasonable limit on how much government can spend, and that's what we're talking about.
But Senator Wirch says a freeze would hurt the level of government that works best.
The newspapers have called this a gimmick, and I think local government is the government closest to the people, and therefore they are the ones that are in contact with the needs.
Wirch says he prefers a property tax relief plan being drafted by Assembly Democratic leader Jim Cruiser,
which exempts the first $100,000 of valuation. I think that's the way to go. That is a cut in property tax, not a freeze. That's an increase in a growing area like Kenosha.
Republican leaders have called Cruiser's proposal incomplete and potentially unconstitutional. Reince Priebus agrees.
So in order to change the uniformity clause, even if everything went perfectly in the legislature, this concept couldn't even become a reality. If everything went perfectly until the year 2007,
business groups and teachers' unions are keenly interested in the Wirch-Priebus matchup and have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on television commercials that criticize or support the candidates. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce paid for an ad that has an older woman complaining about property taxes.
Property taxes, they just keep going up and up. I'm getting ready to sell. I told my Senator Bob Wirch to support the property tax freeze so I could stay in my home. But you know what? Wirch actually cast the deciding vote to kill the property tax freeze.
The state teachers union, WEAC, has fired back with several commercials. This one attacks Reince Priebus and Republican legislative leaders.
If Reince Priebus is elected to the state Senate, he'll be nothing more than a rubber stamp for a Republican majority that's pushing an agenda that's hurting our families. They're trying to cut taxes for the wealthy.
One of the few powerful political players who has not done much in the Kenosha Senate race is Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle. Wirch says he doesn't mind the lack of campaign help from the governor.
The governor, well, I'm an independent politician, and I've gone against the governor a couple times. You recall, I was the guy that said he should sell the mansion when we had budget problems. This didn't endure me to the chief executive, but I thought that he should set an example.
Still, a Wirch defeat next week would move the Republican-controlled Senate a step closer to being able to override Governor Doyle's vetoes. But Senator Wirch has other political pals. Today, he's scheduled to join House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt at a Get Out the Vote rally at the United Auto Workers Hall in Kenosha. Meanwhile, Reince Priebus just beat Wirch in another measure of political strength, the amount of campaign money raised over the last month. Priebus defends some large contributions from out of state.
And I don't have that many of them, actually. I have family members in Illinois, family members in California. There are a couple folks that are pro-life because I'm pro-life, and I believe that that's one of the reasons why they donated to our campaign. So I can account for all of my donations.
At a debate last week in Burlington, Senator Wirch said he had far fewer large contributions. An audience member suggested that's because Senator Wirch backs abortion rights. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.